Hello, this is Alexander Kay, matchmaker and co-founder of matchmaking agency MichaelAndWife.com. In today's episode, we're going to talk about reasons for our personal matchmaking service. Okay, first of all, what is a personal matchmaking service? Many guys that contact us via our contact form, they wonder, they don't even know what a personal matchmaking service is, and they don't know if they need a personal matchmaking service. And well, this is the topic of this episode. Okay, so first of all, what is a personal matchmaking service? A personal matchmaking service is a matchmaking service dedicated only to one person. Considering the criteria of this person, it is not a service for several men at once, like the single tours that we've already talked about here. It is dedicated to one person, considering the criteria of this person. So many guys think when they, guys that want to meet Colombian women or that are actually seeking a Colombian wife, they think, I don't need a matchmaking service, I can date women on my own. Yes. And, you can, but there are certain risks involved. So let me explain you the benefits of our personal matchmaking service, so you can understand the value behind it. Okay, what most guys do that are seriously seeking a Latin wife. Okay, I'm not talking about guys that are just going to Colombia or any other country to, that are just looking for some dates or some easy women, okay? I'm not talking about this kind of guys. I'm talking more about guys that are seriously seeking a Colombian wife, in this case, okay? Well, they join these dating sites like Latin American Cupid or others, and then they talk to women, and, some guys, they get some feedback from the women, others don't. And they still fly to Colombia to see if they get lucky, yes? But, some guys, they are in communication with some Colombian women prior to their trip to Colombia, okay? Or in most cases, it's only one. It's only one girl they're communicating with, and in the vast majority of cases, really, it's some kind of scammer or gold digger, yes? So, these Colombian scammer girls, they are pretending to be someone else. They are pretending to have respectable professions, like lawyers, architects, and that they pretend to be wealthy, where in reality they're not. And just to make their victims believe that there are good girls suitable for a serious relationship and marriage when they're not. Well, and then they would talk for a couple of months or weeks until the guy makes a trip to Colombia, and then in some cases the girl doesn't even show up. In other cases, the girl, just turns out to be completely different. She will start asking him for money, coming up with some stories and so on. Well, here in my my career as a matchmaker now for 8 years, I've talked with so many guys, and the stories are always the same. They all go to Don't have gone to Medellin for a couple of times already, for 5 to 10 times, and trying their luck, trying to see if they get lucky. Of course, they all were communicating with women prior to their trip, and but they didn't get anything out of these trips. Well, basically, they've wasted these trips. Yes, and when you waste about like 5 trips, you waste a large amount of money. Okay, and so if you're seriously seeking a Colombian wife, it's better not to let everything to chance, like to see if you get lucky. But what I'm trying to tell you here is really the success rate. If you're going to Colombia to look women, to look for women by yourself, the success rate is pretty low. There are some guys that get lucky, but this percentage is very, very low. I can tell you that because, well, I know Colombian culture. I know I've talked with so many guys, and the stories are always the same. Okay, so. Because they always end up with the wrong kind of women that are not interested in a serious kind of relationship, and so on, yes. Okay, so, if you're seriously interested in a Colombian wife, then you shouldn't let anything to chance, yes? Because, like, in the end, well, it can cost you more money because, well, if you don't want to waste your trip, and if you want to have the highest possible chances, then the highest possible chances, I'm going to explain you why here, what the benefits are of this personal matchmaking service, and why you have the highest possible chances. Like, first of all, okay, we screen our women, okay? We don't accept all women that apply here for membership. We screen them, we interview them. We only accept women in our agency that are seriously seeking for a foreign husband. You know, we ask them for their ID cards, their and these Colombian scammer girls, they don't like this identification stuff. You know, this is already where they back off. This is where it starts. So, I can tell you there are many Colombian women that are seriously seeking. They're seriously seeking a foreign husband. That are not scammers. But many of them, they didn't get lucky at these dating sites like Latin American Cupid, because, the ones that are seriously seeking a husband, the majority of guys there, they are not serious, you know, at these dating sites like Latin American Cupid. Anyone can get a membership for $30, really anyone, and so there are many unserious guys that just want to chat or are not looking for anything serious, okay? Though that's the problem they are facing. But okay, back to the benefits of this personal matchmaking service, okay? First of all, only women that are seriously seeking a relationship, a serious relationship, on marriage. Okay. Second, we really show these potential women your photos and all your personal information. Yes, and you will meet only women that really want to meet you. They've seen your pictures, they've seen your info, really want to meet you, and as mentioned, that are seeking a serious relationship. Okay. And also, when you become a member here, when you book the service, you also have the option of creating your favorites list. So, can create a list of as many female profiles as you want. You can then add them to your list. We will find out if they are really interested in meeting you as a potential candidate for marriage. Yes? Well, then the third point would be the safety. The safety situation in Colombia, we've already talked about this here. Well, Colombia, the safety situation has improved, but it's, well, still not recommendable to travel there by your own for the most American tourists, I would say. So, when you book this service, we are going to take care of your safety. We're going to pick you up from the airport and take you to a hotel in a safe area. As mentioned here in other podcasts, not all areas are safe, and you cannot behave like in the United States, in Colombia, in the certain safety precautions that you have to consider in Colombia. So we will inform you about this when you become a member here. So you will be absolutely safe during your stay in Colombia. The safety is a very big issue in Colombia. And really, we treat all our clients like VIPs, like politicians, really. As I said, it's like having your personal bodyguard. We pick you up from the airport. A personal guide is always around you. And well, unless you tell, unless you don't want to be accompanied, and so these really are the benefits of a personal matchmaking service. Well, a personal matchmaking service. There are still there's so many guys that well, that think, no, I don't need a matchmaking service. I can meet women on my own. Well, of course you can. You can meet women in bars and well, and or these dating sites and stuff, but well, most of these women aren't what we call quality Colombian women. Yes, they are like low quality Colombian women or low class Colombian women. Also, prostitutes and scammers. Okay, so if you want to meet high quality women, Colombian women, single women, then well, our personal matchmaking service would be an option for you. Yes, if you want to meet women that are seeking a serious relationship, that are ready to relocate to the United States. Also, many of our female members do have American tourist visa already. What we are trying here with mycolombianwife.com, we are trying to work with only quality Colombian women. And in order to recognize them and identify them, it takes experience. And we have many years of experience in working with these women. We have local agents, they are recruiting these women for our agency. So this is a very exclusive service, and by now, you will understand what the benefits of this personal matchmaking service are. So, if you think that this personal matchmaking service could be an option for you, well, then you're welcome to contact me. can book a consultation with me. We can go through all your criteria, your expectations, what you're looking for, and all that. And then we can see if the service, well, if this would be a good fit for you. It is totally free and unbinding. And then we could move on from there. Yes? So, also, the price of our personal matchmaking service is very, very reasonable. For instance, similar services in the US, they cost about at least five times what we are charging, and they are not the same. Yes, we operate in a different kind of manner. So this is really something I want to mention at this point. If you there are personal matchmaking services in the United States, like It's Just Lunch and Free Dates Rule and well, stuff like this. But they don't operate in the same manner as we do. Because even at those matchmaking services that are for the super rich, they will introduce you really to random women. Yes, they won't show these women your photos. Yeah, they just give them a brief description of you, and then they set up the meetings. Okay, so we don't operate in this manner. This is why our matchmaking service is even more honest and generates even better results for our clients, obviously. Because we show these women your photos, and okay, all women also have criteria, and they don't accept anyone, okay, but we have a very good response rate. But it is different with Colombian women, as you know, they have a lower criteria, but they have some criteria, okay. So, if you think this that this personal matchmaking service could be an option for you, as I said, feel free to contact me. Then we can talk about your criteria, your expectations. And yes, then we could see if you can see if this would be a good fit for you. And okay, to contact me, click at the link below in this description. And yes, looking forward to meet you. Okay, goodbye.